Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 13th, and wow, we have a lot to talk about today because stocks keep falling now for a third straight day. Inflation is highest in 40 years. This morning, PPI, Producer Price Index, was released. We'll take a look at how the markets reacted. Crude oil is above 100 again, but that's actually good news. There's some news from the Russia-Ukraine war, and we have first earnings reports, so we will take a look at this. Plus, we'll show you the 5 cents trick when trading options. Super cool. Anyhow, before we dive in and show you what's moving the market, if this is your first time here, hi, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And together we have more than 47 years of trading experience. And every morning we sift through a mountain of news websites, newsletters, and reports. And then we take the most important news and go live right here to share with you what you need to know as you head into your trading day. If this is your first time here, I know it can be a little bit overwhelming, but don't worry. We have a special video just for you that I will link to in the description, and that's a great place to get started. Hey, Mark, before we take a look at the markets, let me share something with you really quick, because last night we went to a steakhouse. Yay! So this is where Rory invited us, and he said it was the best steakhouse around. You know, I mean, I enjoy a good steak, and my go-to steak is a filet mignon, medium rare. What about you?
It's a ribeye, although I appreciate a filet.
Yeah, but I stick to what I like best. And if I think back over the past year, I only had a different steak twice. One occasion was the massive tomahawk steak that we had when we were at the resort in Mexico, where we spent a week with the mastermind, remember?
That was awesome. That was great.
That was a big one. And the other time was at Charlie's Steakhouse here in Tampa, where I had a massive bison ribeye steak. And yeah, I finished it all. Anyhow, so last night we went to Flaming Steakhouse because this is where Rory said, this is the holy steakhouse. That's what he said. So anyhow, I don't remember if I ever have been at Flaming's before. Have you been at Flaming's?
You know what, Marcus? We actually went to one in Austin years ago.
Gosh, with Pete. I remember.
With Pete.
Okay. With Pete? Oh, yeah. Anyhow. Yeah. So my two favorite steakhouses are the Mastro's Ocean Club in Las Vegas and then Charlie's Steakhouse in Tampa. But I must say, Fleming's was pretty good. I didn't remember that we went there with Pete. But you see, when it comes to steakhouse chains, I think I prefer Ruth Chris over Fleming's. What about you?
Sure.
Anyway, but okay, let's talk about trading, because this brings me back to trading, because people ask me all the time, what's the best trading strategy? And you see, here's my answer. I mean, it's the one that fits your personality the best, right? I mean, it's pretty much like steaks, maybe like filet mignons, as I do, or maybe you like ribeyes as you do, right? And maybe you like your steak medium rare, which is, by the way, the only way to eat the steak, right, Mark? Agree?
that is true. You there's only one, you know, temperature or doneness that's right, but the cut, that could be debatable.
Anyhow, yeah. If you say that well done is the best way to eat a steak, we will never eat a steak together. Anyhow, maybe you don't like steak at all and prefer fish or lobster, and that's okay, because the same is true when it comes to trading. You see, we both love trading the wheel strategy, and we're doing very well with it. In fact, I'll link to an account update playlist here in the bottom where you can see the results. But you see, this might not be the best choice for you, because you have to find a trading strategy that fits your trading style, your account size, and your personality when it comes to taking risks. And we'll link to a video with a quick 50-minute explanation of the wheel strategy below. But anyhow, so that was cool. I enjoyed the steak. And yes, I did have a filet mignon. But let's take a look at the markets. So yesterday, another down day in the markets, but the daily chart doesn't really tell the story. We have to switch to a 5-minute chart, right, Mark?
And there you go. You see, as you mentioned in the intro, third down day in a row. And we started higher yesterday. We drifted higher, made highs for the day, pulled back a little bit. And then during lunch, things were kind of sideways. In the afternoon, though, it was a sell-off, and we finished near session lows.
Right. So let's talk about it. What has caused this, and what can we expect from the markets over the next few days? So yesterday, the CPI data was released. And the CPI data came in again higher than expected. And I found this here on Bloomberg. Look at this, how the inflation has just been going higher and higher. And yesterday, it ticked again higher by 0.1%. But initially, the markets thought, you know what, that's actually good because of the core CPI. Let's talk about this for a sec.
Sure. So core CPI, excluding food and energy, which tends to be volatile. So some say it's a better measure. It increased 0.3%, which was lower than economists expected. And so that was a positive. Now, it is the 13th month in a row where inflation has been higher than the Fed's target range of 2%. So we see that it is prolonged, but that core CPI was better.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at this, I mean, here are the annual price changes. I got this from the New York Times. Look at this, fuel and oil over a year, 70% up. Then used cars and trucks, 35%. But there was actually some good news because this was ticking a little bit lower. So it seems that used car prices at least have topped. Airline fares, I mean, you see, it's just kind of crazy what's happened there. And yeah, so this is where the markets yesterday at first reacted positive, but then said, no, this is not good at all. So let's take a look at what's happening this morning, because this morning we have the PPI, the Producer Price Index, that has been released and also came in higher than expected.
Yeah, this one did. So yesterday we saw it was a little bit mixed, even though we were at 40-year highs, but PPI higher than expected. You see that 1.4% actual versus 1.1%. Core PPI up 1% versus the, what was it, 0.5. So yeah. You would think that this would be negative for the markets. And, you know, we saw that right now there's a little indecision in the markets. Well, we'll take a look at futures.
Let's take a look at the futures. So this is the E-mini NASDAQ. So overnight, it was drifting higher. And then this morning, heading into the report, pulling back a little bit. And right now we see what's happening. So at first pulling lower, higher, and right now saying, well, it's kind of almost like shrugging it off. And this is what the narrative is, like, well, we already know that inflation is out of control. We already know with the supply chain issues that are now coming out of China, that it will get more expensive. We already know that because of the crude oil prices, that have been spiking here in March, that everything will be more expensive because, I mean, crude oil is used for energy, and this is where, yeah, I mean, companies need energy to produce.
Yeah, and the increase year over year, 11.2% from a year ago, which is the highest reading ever because they started tracking PPI data in November of 2010. But you're right, Marcus. People expect inflation to be bad. They expect that the Fed is going to do something about it. So I think there, if there was a huge, huge reading that was much lower than expected, that would have a bigger impact than what we see right now. And the markets, you know, traders just kind of saying, okay, well, this is, we knew it was going to be
because
bad.
We're basically already factoring in a 0.5% increase. So we already know that this is coming, right? And I mean, they will not raise interest rates by 0.75%. I mean, that's not going to happen. It will be 0.5%. And that's pretty much what everybody is expecting right now. Now, we talked about crude oil. So crude oil yesterday pushed above 100 again, but that's kind of good news, right?
This is where it gets tricky. It could mess with your mind if you're paying too much attention to what should happen and what's expected, because higher crude oil, higher energy costs should be bad because it puts more pressure on inflation and rising prices. But here, the increase is tied to China relaxing some of its COVID restrictions, right? So China, with its COVID restrictions and their economy being hit, but then producing goods that we could benefit from, it's just all tied to one another. And so that increase is somewhat of a positive.
Yeah. But then also we had yesterday some news from the Russia-Ukraine war, where actually there was some hope that maybe these peace talks are yielding somewhere. But yesterday, Putin basically said, we've come to a dead end with the peace talk. And he reiterated, I'll continue with the war. So that's obviously not helpful. And this also made crude oil prices moving a little bit higher.
Double whammy there.
Yeah. So then also, I mean, earnings season starts. So all eyes were on JP Morgan because the banks want to see what they're doing. And JP Morgan missed actually earnings. So let's talk about this for a sec.
Yeah, so the bank reported earnings of $2.63 a share. It was 6 cents lower than expected. Revenue was better at $31.59 billion versus $30.86 billion that was expected. Some other numbers, though, JP Morgan's profit was down 42% from a year ago with deal volume, mergers and acquisitions, and IPO slowing, and trading revenue also declining. They also said that they see significant geopolitical and economic challenges ahead due to high inflation, supply chain issues, and the war in Ukraine.
And that's exactly what we want to hear right now from companies. How do they think all of this will impact it? And this is where JP Morgan said, doesn't look good for us. But then on the other hand, we also had Delta reporting this morning, and Delta is up almost 5% because Delta had a completely different outlook here.
Yeah, they reported a smaller than expected quarterly loss and predicted a current quarter profit. They said that monthly revenue exceeded pre-pandemic levels for the first time in March, which is a huge plus.
Yeah. Okay. So thus far, two major companies reporting and a mixed bag. But I mean, it is expected that overall, all of the companies on average are reporting like a 4.5% better. So, but we'll see. The guidance is what is really important, right? How will this, the war, the higher prices, the producer prices going higher, consumer price going higher, wages going higher, how will this impact the profits going into 2022 here? I think that's the important one.
All right. Absolutely.
I want to quickly talk about the 5 cent options trick. And I want to go to an option chain because one of the things is right now, you see it here in the ticker, one of the trades that I'm in is HOG, Harley Davidson. And so I want to close this trade. I sold the option for 35 cents and I now want to close it. And the idea here is to close it at 3 cents. But you see, this is where it's important to just look a little bit at the option chain and look at prices. And what do we see here? I mean, all of these option prices are quoted basically in 5 cent increments. So they're not really trading at 1 cent increments. Every now and then it happens, like here, that is trading at an uneven number here, 287. But then the bid ask is again at 295 and 360. Now this for some of the options. We had this last week when I was trading DB, Deutsche Bank. This also in 5 cent increments. And so it's important to know this when it is trading in 5 cent increments and when it is in 1 cent increments. Because you see, if you want to take profits at 3 cents, but you know it's trading in 5 cent increments, it'll be more tricky to get a fill, right, Mark?
Absolutely. And yes, some options are trading in pennies, right? You can put in orders. Some brokers only allow you to trade in nickel increments. But if you're trying to get a good fill, then it is important to understand what traders are expecting from that option. And here you brought up one, Marcus, where you see that there are penny increments that being traded. So right. If you want to get filled. Yep.
So this is where it's important that you take a look at the options chain before you place your order. Because again, if it is trading, if you see that traders are trading in 5 cent increments, it is more likely that you're getting filled. And if you're placing your trade in between these 5 cent increments, you might not get filled. So this is where you have to make a decision. Okay, do I go with 5 cents or 10 cents? Or do you go with 5 cents or let it expire worthless? And honestly, this is what I think will happen here to my Hawk trade. Let's just bring it up here really quick on the PowerX Optimizer. I mean, we have another 2 days because today is what, the 13th? So this expires actually tomorrow. Yeah, because Friday is Good Friday. So right now trading at 37, I sold the 34 put. So it might expire worthless. We shall see. But this is where it's important, especially when trading Hawk. I traded it and got 35 cents. I think it was it 30 or 35? Can't remember right now. I have to look it up. But this is where you see you couldn't do it as a 32 or 33. So I just thought we share this with you and let us know if this is helpful when we are sharing these tricks of how we are trading and few things, tips and tricks that might help, might be helpful. If it helps, give us a like or leave a comment. All right. Mark, we have the fundamentals call this morning with our coach, Teresa. So she's doing it, and we'll listen in of how she does the fundamentals call, because it's always, always super entertaining, and she does a super great job in this. So as promised, if you would like to know how we are trading the wheel and what the results are, I'll link to the playlist right here where you can see how I'm doing month over month with the wheel. And then we'll see you again tomorrow in the stock market update.
Happy trading, everybody.